B-Pod Studios.
He will be calling all the action today. He's joining us on game day, folks. The great Tim Saunders joining us on the Comcast Business Hotline Beyond Fast. Tim, good morning, sir.
Morning, boys. How are you?
We are.
Great, Tim.
We're basking is what we're doing. We're basking in Flyers glory. I mean, you're a guy that just captures the excitement of hockey so perfectly. What is it like for you right now with the Flyers playing at the level they're playing at right now?
Well, obviously, we're all just thrilled to be working to start with. You're right. This is the most fun time of the year. It's a little weird doing games the way we're doing them. I've said it's like doing a game with one eye tied behind your back because you look at so many different things when you're there calling the game live, and now you're slave to what they're showing you, and it really does change things. You played the sound of our first goal. Our second goal the other night, and I'm telling, I shouldn't admit to this. If you remember, Montreal got on the board with a power play goal, and 16 seconds later, Joel Farabee scored, got it right back.
Mm-hmm.
Never saw the Farabee goal.
Real?
I'm looking at a stat sheet trying to figure out which shot number shot Montreal had just scored on, and I look down, and we're celebrating.
Oh, jeez.
Sometimes you got to fake it.
Well, Timmy, you covered it well, because none of us even noticed.
That is fantastic.
Wow.
So you have a monitor in front of you, basically. You have the stat sheet with you, as per usual, and you're just calling it off the TV.
You guys know who Rodney Bird is. The audience may not know.
Yeah, I do.
Rodney's the head of everything there, technically, right?
Right.
He has done a phenomenal job in setting us up as best as we can be set up. We've got six monitors in there. They're huge. I've sent pictures of our setup to some of the other play-by-play guys in the league, and they're saying, what the hell? Ours doesn't look that good. So, I mean, he's made it as good as it possibly can. Is it the same as calling a game in the building, you know, where it's being played? Of course it's not. Mm. And it's a little uncomfortable, but we're making it work. And, you know, it's a different world right now, and everybody's got to kind of adjust.
All right, Tim, you just referenced it. We have that second goal. We're going to take a listen to it right now. Here's Tim Saunders with the call right here on 97.5 by the Fanatic.
And we're even at one. Montreal scoring on their 16th shot of the game and their 11th of the period. Here's a shot. The Flyers score. Joel Farabee gets the chance out in front. Less than a minute later, the Flyers get it right back to make it 2-1.
You are a gifted man, Tim Saunders. That's perfect.
Never saw it.
That's great.
Speaking with Tim Saunders, you also are having the great privilege of watching Carter Hart net right now, the way you're being able to watch Carter Hart net right now and following it along as well as you have. And throughout the season, the Flyers were playing great. He was playing great. And right now, it seems like he has just gone to another level. How can you best describe to the audience at home the mindset this player has and also the unbelievable coolness he always seems to have?
Well, you know, you try to manage expectations and you hate to pump a guy's tires too early, especially, you know, he just turned 22 yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
But having said that, I have never seen a kid this age with the maturity level, the professionalism, the approach he's got to the game. He is the most unflappable guy at that age I've ever seen. And will that translate into a Hall of Fame career? Nobody knows that. But he's the best young goaltender probably that's come in this league since Carey Price.
Mm. Wow. Tim, I want to pick your brain a little bit. And if you can go back before the season started, I mean, all of our expectations now are sky high with the Flyers right now. But go back to before the season started. What did you think this team was capable of doing? Was it anywhere near what we all think they're capable of doing now?
Well, I think they've probably gone further quicker than maybe I thought. You know, let's be honest. Ron Hextall did a pretty damn good job of setting the table here and addressing the depth in this organization. Look at this blue line. A lot of that and a lot of the young kids that are having success now were brought into the organization by Ron Hextall. And Chuck Fletcher is quick to point to that. But, boy, Fletcher has done a masterful job in helping this team take the next step. The biggest move he made, of course, was bringing in Alain Vigneault. And from day one of training camp, it was so clear that this guy has been through this before a million times. He knows exactly what he wants. He's in complete control. He demands immediate respect from the players just because of his pedigree. And he's got a plan, and you're going to follow it. And he demands accountability. Some of the players have said what separates AV as a coach is that he can demand accountability while at the same time instilling confidence in a guy and having a guy want to play for you. That's a fine line that sometimes coaches have difficulty walking.
Yeah, that's an incredible trait that he has, no doubt about that. Talking with Tim Saunders, play-by-play voice of your Philadelphia Flyers. Claude Julien, this just came across. We know that he was he went to the hospital last night. He's actually being sent home to Montreal right now. So I don't know if he'll be on the bench tonight, obviously, for the Flyers and the Canadiens game tonight. But that news just came across. As far as the Flyers do go, what's something, it looked like the second period they started to lag behind a little bit before they turned it on in the third period. What's something you want to even see more from the Flyers in this game tonight?
Well, you know, everybody was a little concerned going into this format that the top four teams in each conference that were going to play those round-robin games were going to be at a disadvantage against the teams that were coming out of a playoff series. Now, they needed to do something to allow those top four teams to play quote-unquote meaningful games to kind of try to get up to speed and simulate playoff hockey. Could they match the intensity that naturally comes in a playoff series where you're playing for your season? There was no way to do that. But they made the best of, a challenging situation. Obviously, the Flyers played well against those other three top teams. The challenge was going to be to get up to that pace, that intensity level that Montreal had already been in when they beat Pittsburgh. And I think a little bit of that you saw. In the bubble, they played, four games before the other night, three of the round robin and one exhibition. That was probably the least effective game they played in the bubble. Certainly that second period was. I haven't seen them that rattled or shaky as far as managing the puck as they were in the second period. But the good news is they showed great poise in recovering from that and played a really solid third period. Made Montreal go the length of the ice, outshot them badly, and you got great goaltending when you needed it. So I think you can reasonably expect that the Flyers maybe have their worst game of the series out of the way, and I fully expect them to be way better today.
Tim, this is a different team, and I brought this up to other people, in that you're not riding the coattails of a Claude Giroux, of a Jake Voracek, you know, the guys that have carried the team or been the mainstays of the team for so many years, and the younger guys are coming through. But to that end, should we start to be a little bit concerned that maybe you're not getting the same production from Giroux or from a Voracek that was so easily seeable in the past?
No, I think you're dead on. You're absolutely correct. But I don't think that's a reason for concern. In fact, I think just the opposite.
Okay.
This team is not star dependent as a lot of teams are. And if you are star dependent and those stars go cold, then you got a problem. This team is built on depth right now, and the second line's been better than the first line. Even though the first line hasn't done a lot of scoring, look at what they did against the highest scoring lines in the league in that round robin. They shut the door on Ovechkin, the perfection line in Boston. So they've still found a way to be effective. I don't think there's any question. Couturier, Giroux, and whoever they're playing with, whether it's Jake or Joel Farabee, they're going to score. They're also going to be good defensively. It's the depth in the organization, of the depths of the other three lines, that's going to make the difference in a series.
Tim, I asked a couple of people this question, and each wanted a different answer, and it was a hard question to answer. After Carter Hart, who was the best Flyer on the ice in Game 1?
I would say Phil Myers.
Say another different answer.
He's kind of off the radar, and, you know, that second D pair, Myers and Sanheim, have really quickly emerged as a pretty reliable second D pair. And Myers, this is a guy that went undrafted. He's a complete find. He's big. He's athletic. He can skate well. He did a really good job of breaking plays up in game one. There weren't a lot of guys other than Carter Hart, Myers, maybe Joel Farabee. There were a lot of guys that I thought played their best game in game one. I think that's going to change today, though.
Mm-hmm. Tim, always great talking to you, and we hope to talk to you again as the playoffs roll on. And Tim, come on, man. Try not to miss a goal tonight, man. Come on, we can totally tell.
If anybody saw that second goal, please call me.
The great Tim Saunders joining us. Always a pleasure, Tim. Thanks so much.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.